ABC Radio Australia.
Now, last week, we reported on how the French Navy dumped more than 9 tons of cocaine into the Pacific Ocean after finding it on board a ship near French Polynesia. On social media, a number of people half-jokingly asked about the impact the discarded drugs would have on marine life. But one person who can answer that is Brazilian scientist Natasha Woznik from the Federal University of Paraná. Ms. Woznik spoke with our reporter Finau Fanua, and she says there are all kinds of odd things found in fish, from cocaine to rocket fuel.
We managed detecting for the first time cocaine in Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks from Rio de Janeiro state, which is a place very urbanized, and there's a lot of pollution, and we detected and reported for the first time there. And since then, we're kind of like debating the importance of considering those pollutants in risk assessments. And then more recently, we just detected some caffeine, cocaine, and painkillers in sharks from the Bahamas, which was the place I was working since 2 months ago. And it's very surprising because we always think that the Bahamas is very pristine and well-conserved, well-preserved. And we've been finding those illicit drugs consistently in a range of animals. So I think it is an issue. But of course, it's like very small concentrations. So it's not something that you will see like making the sharks go crazy and like attack people. It's not going to have the same effects on people that are under the effects of these drugs. But it's something concerning because this is coming from us, right? People are consuming these drugs or they're throwing these drugs in the ocean, and then the animals are getting in touch with these things that we still don't know the effects on them.
Fascinating. And it's not just cocaine that's being found. There's a whole range of odd things, right?
Space fuel in some sharks in Brazil. And those sharks are super close to the launch center that we have here for the Brazilian space program. And the concentrations are so crazy high that there's no other way that they were exposed to that, comparing with other places in the world, right? There's papers showing that sunscreen, it's all over sharks and rays, other types of medications. There's a super cool paper showing birth control pills and antidepressants in bull sharks, for example. So there's so many things being published right now in terms of how our habits are affecting the marine wildlife. Plastic is a huge problem, but chemical contamination is also something that is very concerning and no one is talking about the way it should.
You say we don't fully understand what the effects are. So I guess that's where a lot of concern is.
So there's a bunch of studies on lab animals that shows that most animals that are vertebrates, which is the case for sharks and whales and dolphins and all this marine megafauna that could be exposed to those illicit drugs, showing that in fact, because we all share like a lot of genes and a lot of evolutionary history, the physiology is very well preserved. So in theory, it could have the same effects, right? But I don't think we should be concerned in terms of like how this could affect their behavior, but more how this could affect their health, because this is something they're not used to deal with in terms of their bodies being able to clear it out, their kidneys being able to just like clear out all these things. But I really don't see this as an issue in terms of their behavior, for example, not in the concentrations we are detecting.
And the obvious question is, why are traces of cocaine turning up in the blood tests of sharks? Well, according to your study, a primary suspect is law enforcement. The practice of dumping seized cocaine into the ocean, cocaine seized from drug vessels. Could you expand on this?
They just throw the bricks, as we all know. Sometimes they just use a knife to cut them out. We think that's the main way of connecting with them. But also, if we don't have a good waste management, like if the sewage is going straight to the ocean or it's going to the fresh water and then being dumped in the ocean eventually by the estuaries or the environments that connects the fresh water with the ocean, our body metabolizes most of it, but some will be cleared out through our pee, right? So sometimes the cocaine and other drugs, because we just found like painkillers, for example, eventually it goes to the sewage and it can reach the ocean eventually. For cocaine, we think it might be the bricks, because we do see a bunch of like plastic that have the same shape being washed in the beaches there. And those are the places we found the sharks with concentrations in their blood.
Recently, the French Navy seized over 9 tons of cocaine from 2 vessels in the Pacific Ocean near French Polynesia, and they disposed all of the cargo.
And Do you think this is, do you think that's irresponsible, dumping cocaine in the ocean to get rid of it?
I think it depends on the, of course, it's never good, right? Like the environment, no matter what we throw, it can even be like, as we just spoke about it, like caffeine. So innocent for us, just drinking coffee and taking all this like medication that have caffeine or even like energy drinks. And we don't realize that this is all going to the environment. So of course, as a professional, as someone working with pollution and the marine environment for so long, I don't think it's a good idea, of course, because first, we don't know where these things are going, right? Currents are everywhere. So if someone dumped a huge amount of drugs in the Pacific Ocean, it can just move so far and affect so many wildlife in ways that we still don't understand. As a scientist working with pollution and marine environment and animal conservation, especially for sharks and rays, I do think this could be very harmful for them, especially because we don't know, let's say, if there's like a lot of animals in that specific place, right? And they are like exposed directly to those dumping that are happening like in huge amounts. If it's affecting like juvenile animals or even pregnant females. So I do think it's very problematic. It is, and it's something that should be addressed in terms of like consulting with researchers, reading the papers and trying to come up with better solutions for that, for sure.
That was Brazilian marine scientist Natasha Wozniak from the Federal University of Paraná speaking there.